This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 333 for Friday, April 4th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker on Friday morning as global markets continue to struggle under the new tariff scheme unveiled by U.S. President Donald Trump on April 2nd. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are seeing sharp losses for a second straight day. Meanwhile, crude oil is losing approximately $5 U.S. per barrel. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 233,000 tons of canola were shipped for export during the week ended March 30th, more than twice than the 113,800 reported the week before. So far this marketing year, 6.866 million tons were shipped, compared to 4.031 million 1 year earlier. The Canadian dollar is down 0.8 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract is down $11.10 per ton at $624.80. In the U.S., corn is lower, while soybeans and wheat are down by the double digits after China announced retaliatory 34% tariffs on U.S. imports. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in China estimated the country's corn crop for 2025-26 to total 300 million tons, a 1.7% increase. Chinese corn imports were also pegged at 8 million tons. However, China's tariffs on U.S. corn imports will add up to 49%. The USDA's attaché in Brazil also raised its estimate for 2025-26 corn production in that country at 130 million tons. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported Argentina's corn harvest at 20.3% complete, but early frost could affect its progress. The May corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.53. Soybeans are seeing a major sell-off today amidst worries that importers will favor South American soybeans over the U.S. crop due to tariffs. Prices have already hit three-month lows today. One research firm said Trump's tariff policies could be, quote, a net positive for Brazil, end quote, and its exports. China's tariffs on U.S. soybean imports will be at 44%. The May soybean contract is down 33 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.79. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 564,600 tons of wheat were shipped for export last week, up from 445,300 tons the week before. So far this marketing year, 13.886 million tons have been shipped for export, up from 13.867 million 1 year ago. France Agrimaire said the French soft wheat crop is 76% good to excellent, an 11-point improvement from last year. Ukraine's ag ministry said it has planted 926,000 hectares of spring grain, up 8.7% from last year, including 79,800 hectares of wheat. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.27. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.55. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.82. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, April 4th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.